How about a job that pays 11% more than the median salary in the United States? Neat, huh? It's the Business News Hour for Monday, the 4th day of February. Thanks, everybody, for being with us. The tech industry came to the rescue of Wall Street today. We'll have details about that. GM slashes 4,000 jobs. Women spend a stunning $1.4 billion every year for what? So far, over the past 2 years, Iowa may be paying out over $7 million to settle sexual harassment cases, and that is a budget line item taxpayers' foot. And we'll check in detail what happened on Wall Street in our market report. Those stories, plus our own Laura Kennard is back. Hey, it's Monday, and she's got a list of business, education, and networking events in the greater Des Moines metro. But first, the business news headlines.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby, is made possible through the support of Arion. Human resources, payroll, and call center help for businesses. AUREON.com. AARP of Iowa. Real possibilities. AARP, Iowa. The Business News Hour, also presented by Tero International, your elite training team at TERO.com. RE/MAX Concepts, with offices in Cedar Rapids, Nevada, Ames, and the greater Des Moines metro. RealEstateConcepts.net. The business news is next.
What keeps you up at night? The unknowns of running a business, growing pains, benefit cost increases, whatever's keeping you up, Arion can give you peace of mind when it comes to HR services. Arion helps you navigate the complexities of employment by providing attractive and competitive benefits, handling your payroll, onboarding, compliance, and more. Plus, Arion is local, so you can have face-to-face interaction with your HR experts. Turn business concerns into business success. Visit AUREON.com.
Insight on Business, the News Hour, with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities for people of every age. AARP Iowa. And Country Vet Naturals. Loved by pets, trusted by owners. CountryVetNaturals.com.
Hey, welcome back to the Monday edition of the Business News Hour. I'm your host, Michael Libby. You can reach out to us on Twitter, you know. We are at IOB underscore News Hour. Me personally, yeah, you can find me there as well. I am at Michael Libby. Libby is spelled L-I-B-B-I-E. Well, let's get into it. We've got lots of business news for you today. There was, at the end of December, 1,500 open jobs in a fast-growing industry that pays 11% more than the median U.S. salary of $52,800. But to get one of those jobs, you might have to move. The industry is cannabis. As more states legalize cannabis usage, the industry that provides the drug has gotten a burst of confidence in its long-term prospects and is rapidly expanding. Last year, 7 states and Washington, D.C. all approved measures changing their stance on cannabis, meaning 33 states and the Capitol now allow for either legalized recreational or medical marijuana use. Now, according to an October 2018 Gallup poll, 2/3 of Americans are now in favor of national legalization. That public support in Canada's decision to legalize cannabis at a federal level last year seems to be inspiring the industry to make big human resource investments despite the legal issues it could face on the national level. Now, cannabis workers earn a pretty good wage, about 11% more than the U.S. median salary of $52,800. That's according to Glassdoor's December 2018 local pay report. The median paycheck in the industry is $58,500 a year, or $5,600 more than the national figure. Now, if you want to grab a job in the industry, you might have to move. You'll have the best luck if you're a job hunter in larger cannabis-friendly cities like San Francisco, which has the most open roles of any area, about 13% of all the listings. Los Angeles accounts for 12% of the listings. Denver has 7%. New York City and Seattle round out the top 5 places, each hosting 4% of all the open cannabis jobs in the nation. See what you learn here? You're welcome. Stocks rose today on the back of tech shares as investors wait for corporate earnings reports. The Dow closed 175 points higher at 25,239 as Microsoft and Apple outperformed. The S&P 500 gained 0.7, and the NASDAQ climbed by 1.1%. We'll have all the numbers for you later in the newscast. General Motors said today it was starting to hand out pink slips to about 4,000 salaried workers in the latest round of a restructuring that was announced back in November that will ultimately shrink its white-collar workforce in North America by 15%. That's going to impact about 54,000 people. Two people briefed on the cut said GM is cutting hundreds of jobs at its information technology centers in Texas, Georgia, Arizona, and Michigan, and more than 1,000 jobs at its Warren, Michigan Tech Center. GM is filing required mass layoff notices with state agencies. The largest U.S. automaker announced back in February it would cut a total of 15,000 jobs and end production at five North American plants. The cuts included eliminating about 8,000 salaried workers. GM cut about 1,500 contract workers back in December and said 23 salaried workers had accepted buyouts. Maybe they can all get a job in the cannabis industry. Well, the business of hair removal for women is a big business, with U.S. women doling out $1.4 billion each year on things like razors, blades, hair bleach, and hair removal products. And now a new startup is chasing dollars away from Gillette. Today, Flamingo, that's a New York-based startup born from Harry's Incorporated that's been selling hair removal products for women online since October, has a deal to sell its razors, wax strips, lotions, and gels at Target stores. The new deal positions Flamingo as a direct threat to Procter & Gamble, which has sold Gillette Venus razors for women since 2001, and whose men's shaving lines are now facing new competition from the likes of Harry's and Dollar Shave Club. Now with the Target rollout, those wax strips, Flamingo's pastel-hued razors, and its shave gel products will get 4 feet of custom shelving at 1,800 locations, uniting women's hair removal needs all in one place rather than having them scattered throughout the store. Hey, we are here to help. It would seem that sexual harassment is becoming quite costly for the state of Iowa. Today we learned that Iowa is proposing to pay $4.1 million to settle claims from two women who said that they were sexually harassed by Dave Jamison, an agency director fired last year by Governor Kim Reynolds. Documents released today show that Iowa would pay $2.3 million to settle harassment claims from the agency's former business development director, that would be Beth Mahaffrey, and $1.8 million to settle claims from its current communications director, Ashley Jared. And there's another harassment payout that might be coming along, and that's a $1.6 million settlement to Christine Sink, who charged the Iowa Correction System for wrongful termination after she complained about sexual harassment by inmates. All of this is on top of a $1.7 million payout to Kirsten Anderson, a former communications director for the Iowa GOP controlled Senate. Add it all up, and we did, it comes to over $7.4 million. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed 175 points higher today at 25,239 as Microsoft and Apple outperformed. The S&P 500 gained 0.7% to close at 2724 as the tech sector gained 1.6% on the day. The NASDAQ composite climbed 1.1% to 7347, outperforming relative to the other major indexes. Shares of Facebook, Apple, Netflix, and Google parent Alphabet all closed at least 2% higher. But then Alphabet shares fell by 2% after hours following the company's release of quarterly earnings. Gilead also dipped 2.3% on earnings. Disney, General Motors, Viacom, and Kellogg are all slated to release their results later this week. Today's move comes on the Dow and NASDAQ posting their sixth straight weekly gain of last week. The S&P 500 also notched its fifth one-week gain in six. Stocks completed last year their best monthly gain since October of 2015, with the S&P 500 notching its largest one-month rise since 1987. Gold today was off by $5.60 to trade at $1,311.30 an ounce. Oil lost 52 cents to trade at $54.74 a barrel. And the 10-year T-note bounced up, paying 2.72%. When we come back, it's Monday. And each Monday, Laura Kennard joins us for business education and networking events in the greater Des Moines metro. Laura Kennard, coming up next here on the Business News Hour.